have Nathan Sandman. He is the Community Health Services Coordinator for the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. And he will be, his talk will focus on the key elements for enrollment and participation in tailored commercial tobacco cessation programs.
All right. Thank you. And again, my name is Nate Sandman. I'm the Community Health Services Coordinator for Fond du Lac Reservation. And just to let you know that definitely couldn't have been possible with a lot of the help with the other authors as well as Linda Basma, John De Silva, Amanda Jansen, and Roseanne Hink, who is a co-worker of mine. And just to let you know that we have no financial relationships to disclose. But today's overview of my presentation is going to be talking about commercial tobacco and health disparities, the overview of the We Do Coalition program, which in Ojibwe means help me, and just talk a little bit about the purpose of the evaluation, some of the methods, and some of the key findings in our community. The commercial tobacco and health disparities. It's known that the tobacco industry targets the American Indian population and with advertisements. And a couple of examples would be the Red Manchu list tobacco and then also the Native Spirit cigarettes. Five of the six leading causes of death among American Indians, cancer, coronary heart disease, stroke, diabetes, lower respiratory disease, it's all related to tobacco use. And in commercial tobacco among Minnesota American Indians are disproportionately high. We just completed a tobacco prevalence study with the University of Minnesota along with Clearway, Minnesota as well, and the American Indian Tobacco Projects, and found that 59% of the American Indian population in Minnesota smokes, and compared to 16% statewide. So you can definitely see that there is a battle happening within the state in itself, and definitely need to start moving towards increasing our cessation rates and culturally tailored programs. but the curriculum for Fond du Lac, we received funding from Clearway back in 2002, 2003 to help implement cessation. And it wasn't too quickly into the process that we identified that we needed something a little bit more evidence-based and brought to the community. I've been working in the cessation with Fond du Lac for 11 years, and prior before getting an evidence backbone of a program is we had materials that were kind of gathered together. And it doesn't necessarily provide consistent messaging that happens. And we use the American Lung Association's Freedom from Smoking curriculum. And with that program, we implemented some cultural teachings and specific cultural education components within it to meet the needs of the community of Fond du Lac. And in the beginning, we had eight group sessions, and in a small community, group sessions aren't necessarily the most appropriate way to implement a program, and we brought it down into four individualized sessions, and it could also be implemented into for small groups. We administer it through three different settings within Fond du Lac. We have our main human services center, which is located on the reservation in itself, and we also have a satellite office in Duluth. I'll be showing you a map here pretty quick. But then also our Metro Pharmacy down in Minneapolis, and who provide pharmacy services for Hennepin and Ramsey County American Indian residents. And here's the map. Fond du Lac Reservation is located about 2 hours north of Minneapolis, St. Paul area. City of Duluth is just on the tip of Lake Superior, where we have a satellite office. And Meshkiki, which is our metro pharmacy, is located on Franklin Avenue right in downtown Minneapolis. So the evaluation. It was a qualitative process, and This was our second evaluation of the program, and we wanted to get some deep, rich data that we wanted to see and get some feedback from our stakeholders, from our partners, from participants of what's going on, what's going to be helpful for this. And it was coded for emergent themes and secondary analysis review. And with any type of evaluation in American Indian populations and communities, that it's kind of a cautious approach, because we want to make sure that the intent is correct and that we still represent the community as it is, and to improve services from that way. So it's no helicopter approach. There was definitely a big collaboration between Fond du Lac, the evaluator, and the funder in itself. And I was heavily involved with this portion of it, and so was the Fond du Lac IRB and Indian Health Services IRB process as well. And once we were developing the tools and going with the implementation phase, that we wanted to make sure that there was correct information and it was also appropriate once dissemination would happen. And then all the reports would be made into our needs, to where our elected officials at Fond du Lac are informed, but then also our stakeholders as well. So we had interview transcripts that were analyzed to identify key elements, and there were 10 elements that were pulled out of these surveys. One, tribal oversight and administration. To be successful within the program, we definitely need the buy-in from our government officials and our reservation business committee, and along with our directors and managers of the program in itself. And what this does is it helps provide that accountability and that and the make it valid into the community as well. And for the next few slides, you'll be seeing some of these quotes that come directly from our stakeholders, from our participants, in regards to their view on the program in itself. And I'm not going to be hitting on all of them, but just to pull out a few, that it's critical for a clinic to do it. It's a stigma between the county and the reservation and all Indian reservations. There's no connection. If you are able to implement a cessation program within your own community that's meeting your cultural needs and it's tailored to that community, it's going to be a lot more effective. And when you have buy-in from the staff, then the community will buy into that. When a participant goes to another provider or to see someone else to receive cessation services, they might not get that personalized or interpersonal connection to that counselor. And so it's very important for us to make sure that we are representing the community and that it's appropriate. So the Fond du Lac Reservation is in northern Minnesota, and it was created by the Treaty of 1854. And you can see right up alongside the number 6 area, that's where the Fond du Lac Reservation is. And not hitting too much on that, but there's a lot of history and traumas that have implemented in a lot of the elders' earlier experiences that have impacted some of the communities that we have right now, with some of our high disparities, with a bunch of abuses and among substance and tobacco. But go on into the number 2. The systemic commitment to cessation is integrated throughout the services. So at Fond du Lac, we have everything underneath one building. Right here is a picture of our pharmacy, reception area, but then on the smaller picture is our lobby and our main entrance into the clinic in itself. So we have clinical services, we have dental services, outpatient treatment center that's fairly close to the clinics. We have three community centers. We have three pharmacies. And CARE is our satellite office in Duluth, and the Metro Pharmacy there too. So within our cessation program, we definitely try to outreach to all these places, but also we are promoting ourselves. The cessation educators are promoting the service out in the community by wearing buttons, by doing word of mouth. So a different and a variety of promotion within the community itself. Even the doctors, we have a huge buy-in with our medical providers, and every time that they go in, they ask if they are smoking, and if not, they congratulate them, but if they do, they ask if you want to be referred to a program. Individualized, personalized services within the program in itself. We want to try to make sure that everyone's needs are met, and I'll be talking about that here in a slide or two. But we want to be appropriate and respect the needs of where that client is or that customer. Treat them as customers, because they are the ones that are seeking advice and seeking that improved health outcome. And a quote here is that they personalized my quit plan really well for me, and they like a lot of my medical history. So it's a lot of it is trying to meet them where they're at and to help them the best that we can. And how I explain it is it's like a dance. You just never know which way you're going to be going, but bringing them back and going into your starting position, that is going to be the most effective. Counselor accessibility and flexibility. We want to make sure that, again, we're individualizing the program to them, but also meeting the needs. Not everyone can make that 8 to 4:30 schedule. Oftentimes, we are in the morning before work hours meeting with people, during lunch breaks, after hours, weekends. There's even been times to where we are out in the home for those elders that are homebound who are unable to have access to the clinic or transportation. And so we go out to them where they're at. And some of these quotes are just saying that it's appreciated where we're able to go out to them and not necessarily expecting them to come to us. What it takes is a great person, great motivator, and a person who's able to identify the needs of where they're at. And it's a big success to have the right person doing the outreach, doing the community awareness. And so this is part of the outreach program. This is about four or five years ago when there was a quick cash push for Minnesotans to quit smoking, and the winner would be able to receive $5,000. And there's some representatives from Clearway that would be able to explain that a little bit more today. But Fond du Lac is part of it. We identified that it's important, great outreach activity, and this was outside Gander Mountain, one of the sports center's outfits. But we also try to tailor it onto other events, chili cook-offs. You know, in this picture, we had non-smoking chili try to bring it down, to bring humor into the outreach activities. We tailor it into health fairs. This one is the chili cook-off. But then also with the different programs that we have within Fond du Lac in itself, with our cancer prevention program, diabetes programs. And so there's a lot of partnerships that are out there that we try to come in. But also outreach and partnerships. Our pharmacists down in Minneapolis, who do a lot of speaking with the Native American Community Clinic and their diabetes education programs to promote the cessation program. The curriculum in itself, it has elements of traditional teachings. In this one, as an example, is we talk about traditional tobacco because not all tobacco is bad. For Fond du Lac community, we use it to say thanks. We use it to seek advice. So when it comes down to it, we're on a very fine line, and we try to err on the portion that we are here to help you eliminate the misuse of tobacco, but trying to encourage you to use it traditionally and ceremonially. However, not everyone has the same beliefs, but we do have it there still as a reminder, because if not everyone practices that, it's identified that they are willing to help teach and know that it's part of the culture, and people are open to that. And so the curriculum tailored to Fond du Lac. And so within the curriculum itself, we have tobacco teachings. We also have Anishinaabe stories as well that are built in, along with messages for the day, because we want to try to build that connection between the community aspect, the cultural aspect, but then also try to set the tone within our cessation program as well. One of the main ideas, and then also is to hire a counselor that's from our community. Our counselors have been band members and have known the community, which is a huge boost within the program in itself, because it has that automatic trust. It has that that connection that sometimes might not be there if there was other people that might be in that position. So it's very important to do that. But we also engage pharmacy. We have pharmacists that are trained within the program in itself. And the pharmacists are providing education on the curriculum in itself. So we have consistent messaging that's happening. But also, they work with more of the higher risk clients who might have been discharged from the hospital or have a little bit more of a health complexes that our cessation educator might not be able to provide. But within the pharmacy, we have all the NRTs that are available out there. We have patches, Chantix, the lozenge, the gum. And so we also have alternative therapies as well that is available through our behavioral health departments, and that would be acupuncture, hypnosis. And so pharmacy is a big player within this program, and there is a much higher success rate if we're working with the counselor. So we've been finding that a lot of people want to find that education and to be successful, have that sit-down meeting with the cessation educator, but also meeting the needs of the NRTs through our pharmacy as well, and provide the NRT therapy. And that is one of the key players within trying to find that success within our community. And what we have is that one person, if they want to access our NRTs from the pharmacy, they cannot do it on their own. Even if they have an outside prescription coming in, they have to be enrolled in our cessation program, because we want to try to drive that success rate as high as we can, you know, trying to bring down that smoking prevalence. So in the state, earlier I mentioned it was 54 or 59%, and Within Fond du Lac, it's 54% prevalence. And so we've definitely been finding some work ahead of us. So within the outcomes, had a 21.8% quit smoking success rate within our program before, and 44% plan to quit in the next 30 days. And it is a continuous battle, but being persistent on it as well. So just some highlights and to move forward is that with funding, it definitely is important that programs are tailored to each community and the culture of it. But also integrating all services as possible, as much as you can. At Fond du Lac, we're fortunate that we have a lot of these services underneath one roof. We have our medical providers, we have dental, we have public health, behavioral health, social services. It's all within one building. So we have a lot of resources that we can tap into. But then also, lessons learned. We have done some, I think, innovative things within our curriculum, and it's important that we are also being providers to the greater community as well as to help out. And know what works. It for us, we find that it's definitely been helpful to meet the needs of the community, be flexible, be open, and not so strict within the guidelines itself, but at the same time trying to assist the clients down the way where they can quit and be successful. So thank you for your attention.